All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me just turn the Snapchat off.
We all connected. Look at me. Look at me. We all connected. Let's get in the zone. I'm not kidding. Right here. Right now.
Hold on. This is good energy. I like this.
I'm not. All right. Is that because I'm going to be a movie? You're just going to start fucking with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Is Janet's mic okay?
Looks good.
I know it looks good, but like I'm more. Yeah. Tosh and I are kind of a little closer. And Tosh and I have a tendency to go, hello, welcome back to the show. All right. Okay. Remember, it's a podcast. Anything goes.
Okay, great. All right.
So here's the thing. Entrepreneurs, leaders, salespeople, we all want to create consistent, repeatable, and scalable ways to grow our business and our income. And we want to do it better, faster, and more seamlessly. Why? So we can actually enjoy our lives, take vacations, and spend the quality time that we want with the people that we love. How do we do all this without spending a fortune or running ourselves ragged? That's the big question. And this show is dedicated to the answer.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So excited to have two great coaches with me today talking about the issue that is on your mind and everybody else's mind, and you know it is, what do I do to prepare? How do I get ahead of the curve? And how do I win in this market here in the US with TikTok about 66 days before July 1st kicks in? You've got plenty of time, and I've got two great coaches to help you unpack strategies to win with today's buyers. Quick introductions, Tasha. Janet, it was your birthday. Why don't you go first?
Okay. Hi, I'm Janet Miller. I've been coaching with you since 2017. Actually, Tasha and I were in the same coaching class.
I love it. I love it.
Based in Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah. And today, how many people do you coach?
About 44.
Okay. Mostly in the US, mostly in Canada?
Probably 65% in the US and 35% in Canada.
Love it. Tosh, same question.
Tasha Fournier, 25 years in the business, 8 years as a coach for you, primarily out of Phoenix, Arizona. And I coach 40 teams.
Yes.
And they're made up of multiple agents. So I talk to about 150 to 200 people a week.
Got it. So mostly talking to teams. I know you work with some teams as well and individuals. For the person watching or listening right now, however you're enjoying this podcast, thank you. We love you. Let's make sure that we're addressing both individuals and teams in this conversation. So I asked the two of you, coming out of a little coach's mastermind we've been in the last few days, to share some of the things that you two are sharing with all the other coaches as senior coaches, providing additional insight and direction. So you both wrote out three different things. We've got, someone listening right now that is probably in a state of nervousness, uncertainty, long-time listener, new listener, whatever it is, let's help them get as certain as possible so in the next few weeks they can get themselves ready so they can win the value game when it comes to their buyer consultations. So Tosh, why don't you go first? We're going to just jump back and forth and everybody can, it's a podcast, right? We're just going to have a conversation. So what's one thing you're asking all of these teams, that I'm assuming some of those teams are buying online leads, and then they've got their database, they've got referrals, they're doing open houses. But I hope we're going to unpack some online lead stuff because it's different from, say, our database. So talk to us. What's one change or thing you're recommending to your clients?
I'm going to start super basic. And I think we need to check in on ourselves a little bit and maybe start to flip the script. And we're really heavy on what we need to do. We're really heavy on the changes and the documentation we need and how it's going to affect us all. Mm-hmm. And it's big, so it's worthy. Mm-hmm. However, we got to stop for a second and check in on ourselves.
Yep.
And we have to say, hey, am I just looking at it from the impact that it's going to mean for me and the things that I'm going to have to do extra? Or can I turn the table and think about it from a consumer point of view?
Yes.
I think we cannot forget that people buy on emotion.
Yes.
And I think we have to look at the emotion that we're bringing to this right now, because from where I sit, it's a little heavy.
Right.
It's very intense. And I think we have to remember, sell the...
Excuse me. No editing on podcasts as I'm coughing. But I want to politely interrupt and say to you, I love that framework. There is a lot of nervousness for people. There's people that are running around saying, it's the end of buyer agency. Others are saying 30% of all buyer commissions are going to go away. That it feels heavy, but you're saying, stop and think about the customer. How do I do that?
You got to get out of your own way. And if you're nervous, mm-hmm. what's the best way to not be nervous? It's to shift your focus to someone else.
Yes.
When you're nervous, you're in an anxiety state and you're worried about things that might happen or things that have happened.
Yeah.
You're not in the moment right now and you're not thinking about the service. The moment you switch to service, your nerves are gone.
Right.
It's about them.
Yeah.
So if you can think about that experience and what experience you're going to create for them from their point of view, they're not thinking about a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about, I'm buying a house. I'm making a move.
Right.
We got to connect back there a little bit to make sure that we're presenting from a place that kind of where this whole place started is we thought it was more about us. Yeah. We're still there. Yeah. I want us to flip. That's where I would start. Yeah. Where I would start right here.
Yeah. It's almost like maybe look back at all your reviews in the past, the people that bought their first home, or maybe calling a bunch of people that bought their first home from you and just reconnecting with them. Hey, how did you feel when you found that house? Do you remember the moment when, like, because it really is, it's the Pantan and I were talking earlier about this conversation around sellers are divesting, but buyers are investing, right? And it's a very different experience. This is like logic. I want to make sure this is like, it's our new home, Janet. We're moving in. We're so excited, right? So reconnecting there, right? What's number one for you?
Number one for me is to make sure that we have our mindset on straight.
Yes.
And whether we're coaches or team leaders or agents, we've got to make sure that we don't panic. We've been here before. Remember in COVID, our key word was pivot.
Yeah.
And this is just another pivot. It's not time to panic.
Yes.
And what goes along with that is what our rules are, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to complain. We're not going to criticize. Yeah. We're not going to compare. It is what it is.
Yes.
And the good news is this is going to elevate our game. Mm-hmm. This is going to elevate our game. Think back to COVID when we were panicking. What? I can't actually physically go into a house.
Right.
What? I can't give someone the documents to sign. Mm-hmm. What did we do? We pivoted. We did virtual showings. We learned how to use DocuSign. We learned how to use Zoom.
Yes.
Right? And what we did was we took the attitude of, okay, we're going to collaborate together. We're going to make this work. We're going to celebrate our wins.
Yep.
And when someone else that we work with comes up with a great idea that we then can utilize, and that's the real power of this coaching ecosystem, we're going to compliment them and thank them for their contribution. So I would get our mindset on straight, that we have this attitude of, we got this, whether we're a coach, a team leader, or an agent, and that has to translate to the buyers.
Yes.
Because if the buyers feel that we have negative energy or we're overwhelmed or we're confused, it's not going to go well. So I start with mindset.
You know what's so interesting? I was thinking about a longtime client of mine, Alan Shaffrin from San Diego, California, who's been a friend forever. He said to me, you know, the biggest mistake I've ever made, I walked into a $7 million listing appointment and he said, they're a past client, right? Like we're friendly. We've got this relationship. And he said, I didn't know if I was competing. I assumed I wasn't. They called me. I come over there and he goes, they're like, how's your day going? And he actually said, he goes, oh, I've had a horrible day. I've had all the, and he's like, I'm sitting with friends and he says, and I'm telling him all these problems. And then we kind of talk and then, okay, well, great. Well, you know, I hope everything goes okay. Why don't we, you know, meet in the next couple of days? And of course, guess what happened?
Someone else was
they listed with somebody else. He said, he goes, I assumed it. I love you. I assumed that I could just, cause we're friends. Sales is a transference of energy.
Yes.
If I show up and I'm incredibly confident, I got your back. I'm so excited at your first home. It's your 50th home. It doesn't make a difference. I got you. People eat that up. People expect that. I mean, could you imagine going into a doctor's office and they're like, I've got this problem. They're like, oh my goodness, that's a serious problem. I'm not sure how I'm going to handle this. You would, you'd be like, time out.
Yeah.
new doctor, new attorney, whatever the situation is. So empathy. Remember, this isn't about you anymore. This is only about servicing your client, helping this person buy their dream home, and having the right mindset and showing up with the right energy. Okay, what's number two? What are you talking to these teams about?
Number two, know your value.
Yes.
What do you bring to the table for a buyer?
Yes.
Make it exciting.
Yes.
Know what you do. Know the problems that you solve for them. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know where to start with identifying your UVP, your unique value proposition, go to the NAR reports on buyers and sellers.
Right.
And look what they're saying they want.
Yes.
What do they want? And then form your UVP around what the consumer is asking.
Yes.
So again, we're going to go back to them first, not us.
Yes.
What do they need? And what do we have that solve those problems?
Right.
Once you know that and you can articulate your value and you're excited about it, we're excited about it. You don't have to ask for the money. They're excited. They're in. They can't wait for what you have.
Right.
So we got to get back to understanding our value proposition and being able to articulate it really, really well.
So let's unpack this just for a second between the three of us. I believe we talked about this on one of the early podcasts or one of the early live Zooms we did, myself and Coach Alicia Essig, that your buyer consultation is just like your listing presentation, right? And we do so much to be effective and to deliver value, but wait, there's more. And I'm also going to do this and this and this and this. And you've got case studies of homes that you sold that were just like theirs. And I think what a lot of people are coming to, you know, an awareness around is my buyer consultation needs to be even better than my listing presentation, because consumers are going to have a lot of choices around the type of agent they want to work with, the level of service that they need or don't need. If you're in an attorney closing state versus an escrow closing state, if your brother-in-law is an attorney, there's going to be a lot of, dare I say, new competition. There's always competition, but there's going to be new competition, new discount companies being formed, done for you, buyer transaction, flat fee services, all these things are going to happen. So if you can't articulate your value, and then really the phrase we use is stack the cool.
Right.
So let's just unpack. What are four or five things you're recommending to your clients that they should have? Is it testimonials? Is it case studies? Is it different loan programs? Is it, you know, done for you, done by someone else? What are you recommending?
Testimonials for sure. Yes. Testimonials are your key to success. Mm-hmm. We know what people are looking for in an agent. And I would use that. That becomes part of your buyer consultation. That becomes part of your content.
Yes.
I would start my videos with, hey, have you been searching for a home? And then you articulate the problem. Well, the problem that you're sharing is something that you got from one of your reviews that one of your buyers has said.
Yep.
And chances are there's someone else in the audience listening and watching that video thinking, oh my gosh, that's me.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
They're going to be drawn to you.
Right. Especially if you think about like just the lack of inventory in most marketplaces. We know in some marketplaces we've had an increase in inventory, but in most, we're nowhere near. So is it off-market properties? Is it, you know, hey, the fact that I would call old expireds for sale banners, I'll do whatever it takes to help my client find their dream home, right? Going above and beyond. But you were going to say, Tosh.
I was going to say the top two things that the NAR report does say is that the buyers are looking for trust. They want trust and honesty. Mm-hmm. And then they want knowledge. They want to know that you are the knowledge broker.
Right.
And if you come in and you know, here's the state of our market right now. Here's how properties are selling.
Yep.
Here's how much over or under ratios of list price to sell price,
bingo,
price per square foot, days on market. Mm-hmm. If you can speak to all that, and that's all information that's easily readily available.
Yep.
If you can start to speak to that, you start to establish your value prior to even having to go into your UVP.
Yep.
Because you're saying, hey, lean in. You can trust me. I got this. I know the back end. I know the front end. I know the market. I know the off market. Mm-hmm. And you're going to deliver first.
And if you could say, and I also know the agents who are consistently listing houses in that area. I've got
good
relationships.
Plugged in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think those are the top two.
It's a funny thing in that report when it says, you know, the number one thing they want is trust. But the last thing we can ever say to a customer is, trust me.
If you don't deliver.
Right.
Right.
But if your testimonials say, you know, Janet did this for me, you know, she went above and beyond. She said she was going to follow up. She did. She said she was going to solve this. She did. All that is implied, right? That she's a person of her word.
You're earning the trust.
Yes.
With your results. Yeah.
Okay. What else? So testimonials, right? The inside baseball,
knowledge,
the inside knowledge, the data,
data.
Be able to speak to the data. Hey, 4-bedroom homes sell very quickly. 3 bedrooms sell within 2 weeks. And because 2 bedrooms right now are sitting on the market for up to 45 days.
Right.
You guys are looking for a 4-bedroom home. We're going to have to be more aggressive, right? Yeah. Whatever the language is. So what else? What else are you talking to your clients
about? I would
about?
Make my open house game a 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, that is one of our golden opportunities to get in front of people, share our knowledge of the market, knowledge of the purchase process.
Yep.
They can interview us. They can talk to us without having to have to sign that paperwork yet.
Yes.
Because if you think about
as it stands today as we record this, because some states and some brokerages have already saying we're not going to allow that. So just heads up as we're recording this.
But let's think, let's not think about real estate for a sec. Think about, I'll use skincare products as an example. Mm-hmm. let's say I see a skincare product on my Instagram. Yeah. And I'm like, that sounds interesting, but I'm hesitant. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But then Tasha tells me it's great. Well, mm-hmm. now I'm more likely to use it. But then a pop-up shop opens at the mall and now I can go in and I can try that product right. and I can talk to a sales associate and they can answer my questions. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There's a much higher likelihood that I am going to become a consumer of that product.
Yes.
That's what an open house is. Open house is your opportunity to showcase your knowledge of the property, your knowledge of the neighborhood, your knowledge of the process, your knowledge of the community, the things that people are looking for when they hire mm-hmm. an agent to help them.
It's interesting you say this, and I want to unpack more of this. I was in a legacy mastermind meeting no more than 30 days ago, and sitting in the room, you've got Jill Biggs, who does 30 open houses a weekend, right? You've got Stephanie Younger, who did the case study last year at the summit, like this like 20-page beautiful case study of how they do their open houses. And again, as we understood the rules, right, inside of the NAR settlement, open houses were at that time, and we don't know if they will be forever, the one place that anybody can go to go look at houses without signing a buyer brokerage agreement. If that's the case, what we were discussing, and I'd love your input on this tactically, how do we turn open houses into education centers? And what else needs to be inside of an open house that makes it an education center that really warrants consumers saying, yeah, tell me more about this. And I want to help, you know, beyond just seeing the house, right? So what else should be inside an open house information center? Hey, it's Tom Ferry. Question, what's your favorite social media platform? Are you big on Insta? Do you love to tweet? No matter where you answer, I'd love for you to connect with me there. All you gotta do is just type in @TomFerry and follow and let's you and I connect. I wanna be able to deliver the right content, the right ideas, the ways to help you grow your business, stay fired up, keep moving, be in action and run plays that work. Platform that matters most to you. So subscribe and I'll see you there soon.
First thing that popped into my mind was that slide that you put up at Elite Retreat back in 2023, that mm-hmm. data from Boomtown
yes.
that said, you know, how long does it take our mm-hmm. potential buyers to mm-hmm. convert? We know yes. from the data, it's the majority, almost two thirds, it's mm-hmm. 3 months and
yes.
beyond.
Yes.
So think about it. If someone is walking to your open house and has a really meaningful conversation mm-hmm. with you, they might not turn into an opportunity for 3 months and beyond.
Right.
So how are you getting them onto your email list?
Yes.
How are you getting them to follow your content? Are you getting mm-hmm. them to subscribe to your newsletter? Mm-hmm. How are you gathering their information so you can nurture them so then when they're ready, they pull the trigger and they say, hi.
Yeah. So I'm imagining, it's Shane Burgum, right? Big shout out to Shane, who's on Kirk Kessel's team, one of my closest friends forever. I was watching a video that he did, and maybe you saw the video where he talks about, here's the reasons and five reasons why people select us to list their house. Yeah. And at the very end, he says, and you know, we love to do open houses. So, you know, check out our listings to find out how we do it. But there was this flash in the video of signage that he put up in his open houses. And it was like, you know, come in, enjoy yourself, walk around, see everything, enjoy some food, have some fun. And unlike most, you don't have to sign in to be here. And I thought, I love that. And what if there was a place that I could sign up for VIP off-market property opportunities, right? Things that would warrant me wanting to give you more information, but I want to go back to education center. If we have an education center, I imagine there's a screen mm-hmm. and there's a talking head with text explaining, has anyone taken the time to share with you the new rules, right. post the NER, la da 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 da, today, blah, 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 and here's the benefits and here's the advantages, but here's the things you need to be aware of, like almost like this nonstop talking head with maybe information or, you know, how to select, here's 21 questions you should ask
right.
before hiring a buyer's agent.
Right.
Yeah, you with me? Like, totally. Like just like we used to do in the past with like, here's the question you'd ask
right,
to you
right.
know, a FSBO or an expired, when you're going to go out and talk to the next agent, ask them these questions. Tell me about your track record.
Right.
What's your appointment to list ratio? And, you know, all that stuff.
Knowledge and education. Yeah.
What else?
I'm going to take it all the way down again to mm-hmm. the very foundation. Mm-hmm. How are you showing up at your open house?
Yeah.
How's your, the coach in me can't help it. Cause yeah. I shop open houses, no matter what city I'm in, I sneak in and I don't say I'm a realtor or a coach.
Yeah.
I just watch.
Yeah.
And here's what I see. A lack of energy.
Yeah.
A lack of information, a lack of engagement, a standoffness.
Hi, welcome. Hi, take a look around. Here's a flyer.
Here's the price. Yeah. So I'm going to go hardcore. How are you showing up? Yeah. Because that's really, really big. Yeah. Because your audition starts the moment they get out of the car.
Right.
What does the front yard look like? What does the door look like? Yeah. Is it welcoming? How are you? Yes. Are you sitting down? You watching football? Yeah. You working?
Yeah.
Do you want me there? Because if you're there, you don't even want me there. That's what I, that's what your energy says.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to go way low. And how do you show up? A.
Yes.
Secondly, information is going to be key. The open house that I sat the longest at in the last year had a TV up with all of the other properties in the neighborhood,
smart,
how they compared, the graphs of the interest rate fluctuation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It had in all sorts of information about the HOA. I stood there, watched, I'm not even buying. And I was there for like 25 minutes because the guy was so engaging.
Yes.
We have to remember to make those connections, mm-hmm, show up authentically,
yes,
want the business and be someone worthy of them saying, oh, I want you.
Yeah.
You can't sit there laid back, not engaging. No. And then nobody came to my open house. Well, why? Right? What, hello? Would you come to your open house and hang out?
Yes.
That's my coach. I can't help it.
Yeah. It's a self-awareness thing. And there, you know, we know there's multiple different personality types. There's people that are going to be a little more gregarious, right? Maybe a little more subdued, right? And there's no right or wrong. But there's no doubt. I think the key is, we are on display.
Yes. Right? You're auditioning for a job, Tom.
100%. 100%. Okay. Back on your list.
Yes.
What else are you telling your clients to do to get ready for the storm?
Okay. To me, it's the most obvious one. Lean into the people that already know, like, and trust you.
Yeah.
Your database.
Yes.
Reaching out to them. Chances are they've heard rumblings of it in the news.
Sure. Sure.
Right? Demystify it based on what you know.
Yeah.
Here's what we know so far. Here's what we're not yet sure of. Mm-hmm. Here's how we have always served you, and mm-hmm, here's how we will continue to serve you.
Right.
You know, answer their questions, instill confidence that you've got their back. And it's interesting, we just came out of the mastermind session, and one of the really interesting pieces of research that we came across was when buyers were asked, would you use your agent again, or would you recommend them mm-hmm to someone else? Mm-hmm. 90% of buyers said, yes, I definitely would, or I probably would. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that people you already have in your database that you've done business with already, they're fans.
Right.
And so let's keep that relationship going.
Yep.
Let's let them know we're here to help them. We got this. This is what's going on. How can I help you? What questions can I answer?
Yeah, I love it. I know Coach Alicia made the comment. She said, I've been texting just clients in the business for 25 years. Because I'm just texting clients saying, hey, do you have 2 minutes for a quick call about business? Mm-hmm. And then they'd go, yeah, hey, like, you know, what's up? Is everything okay? Right? Just via text. And then she'd just get them on the phone and go, Tosh, have you read anything in the news about what's going on with the NAR commissions and all this stuff? Mm-hmm. And like, what questions do you have? That's it. Just what questions do you have? Well, like, are you okay? Are you guys still going to make money? Are you guys out of business? How, like, you know, dependent upon the level of awareness. She said, all I want to do is I want to just flush it out, especially with the people that refer me a lot of business, the people that I've done a lot of transactions with, right? Just want to make sure, hey, do you have any questions? But what I love about it, it's the bison versus the cow, right? The cow, when the storm comes, slowly walks away from the storm and just gets pummeled by it over and over again. But what does the bison do? Hey, these are my customers. I'm going to go right at it. I'm not going to put my head in the sand. I'm not going to be an ostrich, right at them. So I love it. Texting with Jimmy Mackin yesterday, the single hottest campaign. And if you're watching this right now, you're listening to this right now, if you've not done this, you need to do this immediately. It's an email that we created in Listing Leads that you send to all your customers saying, I've set aside a few hours this week to do equity reviews for my clients. If you'd like to know how much equity you've gained so far this year or all of 2023, simply reply yes, and I will take the time to put it together for you. That email has just been devastating. So good that now people are doing it in direct mail, in letters, they're converting it to videos. So what besides something like that or bison are you recommending for them to connect with their clients about today?
Well, I mean, equity reviews are definitely the most important, is just answering their questions. What a lot of people do when they do equity reviews is it's more than just the value of their home. It's just being that trusted advisor resource for them. Sometimes they've built up so much equity, they want to buy an investment property. short-term, long-term, in another market, we can connect you.
Right.
Hey, maybe you have renovations and repairs coming up. Can I connect it with a professional that you know other clients have used? So just being in front of them and being that advisor so you're always top of mind and anything real estate related, you're the first phone call.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what to say, pull up their address and look at what's sold around them.
Exactly.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Tom, I just noticed the house around the block from you, 123 Banana, right around. Do you know that just went under contract?
No.
I know, right? You want to know the price because you know every time a home sells in your neighborhood, it impacts your value.
Yep.
Right
easy,
there.
Easy.
So easy. Yep. So
it's
easy.
It's the, hey, I was just on Zillow when you text them their value. Did you see the, I want to say it was earlier this year. It could have been January this year. Zillow added all the past Zestimates. That, like forever, how long have you been telling our clients, take the snapshot of their Zestimate, send it to them and say, Janet, just thinking about you. I was looking, you know, property online and in Zillow, I found your house. Oh my goodness, right? Congratulations. Your Zillow Zestimate says your home is worth this, but I've got my opinion on this price. What do you think? Mm-hmm. That generated a tremendous buzz, certainly during the 100K and 100 days program last year. But now we can look back and say, Zillow was wrong six times, not just once, right? And people are now sending that to their database using that same script, and it's been very powerful. All right, so staying in touch with your customers, what else is what's your number three on your list?
My number three, I'm going hardcore coach here, role play. We are not role playing and practicing.
I don't play.
Look at me. You want to practice on your people? Is that what you're going to do? I'm not kidding. I have an amazing team that I coached this morning, and you know who you are, and you know who they are.
Yes.
And here, I asked him a question. Why aren't you making these calls? What is in the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Just what? I want to take it all the way little.
Give me all your fear.
What's in the way? Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, what if they send? Well, they might say, well, they're not this. And so I just whipped out a script, right?
Like, here's the objection.
Here's the way what that, you do. And what when you're saying that to me, what I know is you're not practicing.
Yeah.
You are not practicing, so you're not ready. So you're letting anything get in the way. Think about it like this, okay? When you've practiced something and you're ready, like you're ready, you're like, oh my God, put me in coach. I'm ready. I'm ready. I can't wait to say it.
Right.
And when you're not, you're like, oh, okay. Oh shit, I'm sweating. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So if you practice, you will be more empowered to do the things you know you need to do that are going to get you the results.
Yes.
Think about an Olympian. I think about sports. I look at our clients and I think about them like professional Olympic athletes.
Yes.
And how long as an Olympian, as a sprinter, let's say, right? You're going to sprint. And what's that going to be? A 2-minute race, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. 40 seconds.
You're going to practice 8 years, maybe even your entire life for that 40 seconds or 2 minutes.
Yep.
But we're letting that, just not practicing, just that one thing get in the way of us being in action.
Yeah.
So I'm starting all my calls. Hi, good morning. How are you? I want to buy a house. What's your unique value proposition? What you got?
Bang. Yeah.
Because the more we put that in our muscle memory, the more we say it, the more excited we're going to be to say it.
Yes.
And we're going to take that downward pressure that we talked about in the beginning out of it. Because we're not going to be able to, you know what I do for you as a buyer's agent? Mm-hmm. This is what I do. And this is what I do. Yeah. And this is what I do.
Let me give you another example. And have you ever heard about this? And this is how we solve it. Yep.
You'll be engaged and you'll do it if you practice it. So
it is. It is remarkable for me to think in my 33 years of doing this that we are still having to say to people, practice. And I'm not knocking you if you're watching this right now and you're like, you've never practiced before. The truth is you do. Most people, their practice is in their head on the way to the appointment. Yep. I'm trying to say this, or worse, the scariest presentation ever is the one you make in the car leaving the appointment. I should have said this. Oh my God, I was told, or worse, you had no awareness. And you just walked out there and said, hey, I think I did great. Or like Alan's going to, he's going to bust my chops for telling that story. You know, I love you, Alan, but it was such a great story. Like he had the awareness. Oh my God. I walked in there and just told him the truth. I've been having a horrible day. And they're like, well, we're not listening with you. Right. So practice. What do you got? What's number three?
Well, it's tied into that. Mm-hmm. When you do your role playing and you're doing your scripts, visualize it, right? Visualize yourself meeting winning, someone at an open house. Visualize yourself delivering your UVP. Like visualize that, to back what you said about athletes. That's what they do.
It's so interesting. If you've ever seen me live, make a comment below, just anywhere. If you see me live, just let me know. I was, you know, how many roadmap events? You were just with me at a recent training we did in Scottsdale, right? You and I have done stuff together. And I literally, on my flight to the place, I'm going through, I've got 200 slides. I'm going through, I'm like, you know, I'm sitting on a plane, some, you know, person sitting next to me, and I'm like, and I'm like, literally just, I'm just role playing with myself, yes. Right? Then I get there, like, my goodness, if it's a really big event, I'm going to grab three or five. Hey, I'm about to go on stage and speak for 90 minutes. Hey, real fast. Okay. So I'm going to say this. And what do you think about it? And here's my transition. And you know, I think it's just when you care deeply about the people that you're communicating to, you practice to make sure that you're asking the right questions, mm-hmm. that your body language is in congruency with what it, you're not saying, like, are you as convinced as I am as I'm nodding my head no, right? Like,
right.
These subtle little things, because at the end of the day, the customer is in some, you know, concerned state, euphoric state, emotional state. We want to buy a house. And if your message isn't on point, I'm going to find somebody else. I want to go back to the earlier conversation. There's going to be tens of companies that are formed in every marketplace across the US that are saying, here, we will represent you. We'll be the Uber of buying a house. We'll do it for cheap, right? Whatever it may be. There is going to be a lot of competition. It's not going to be hard to separate yourself from the competition. Practice, have empathy, think about the customer, take care of your existing clients, watch your energy, do more open houses. Every person watching right now can win. They're just going to have to level up their game. That's all it is. We got to level up our game. So I would challenge you right now, listening or watching, I would grab a blank piece of paper. I draw a line down the middle and a line across. And in the top, I would write more of. Over to the right, I'd write less of. Down the bottom, I'd write start. And over in the bottom right, I'd write stop. And I'd ask myself, in order for me to deliver maximum value to customers, right, to be able to warrant the fee or percentage or flat or whatever you choose to do, you and your brokerage, what do I need to do more of? What do I need to do less of? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to stop doing? Because I don't want to offend people. I don't want to say the wrong thing that has them think differently about the services I provide. More of, less of, start and stop. And I would do that list today and get in action on it. Closing thoughts. What do you recommend for everybody? Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts, flip the script and remember that it is not really about us. While we are mm-hmm. deeply affected, mm-hmm. it is about the client. And if you can come to it from that perspective, and you said something to me one time, I was nervous. I was about mm-hmm. to go on stage and I was nervous.
Yeah.
And you said, what's up? And I go, I'm nervous. And you looked me dead in the eye with your coach eye and you mm-hmm. go, it is not about you.
Right.
Make it about them.
That's
and
right.
It was one of the best presentations I ever did. So if you can stay in that space and remember, we are in a service industry and you provide a valuable service and you stay there and you come from that servant place, mm-hmm. you're going to win every time.
Yes. Yes. Janet, closing thoughts, birthday girl.
Focus on what you can control.
Yes.
Right. There's still uncertainty of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But based on everything we've said today, it's all things that we can control. We can control our calendars of when we devote time for role playing. Mm-hmm. We can control our open houses, reaching out to our database. Focus on what you can control and you're going to elevate your game.
Yeah. And I think you said it earlier too. If you go back to the example, we had 4 hours when I got notified the world is about to shut down. And I grabbed my executive team. Do you remember this? I like John Wesley. I'm like, John, go get 175 laptops. We're going remote. When? Tomorrow, right? And in 4 hours, we created a whole new training program called Pivot. Yes. We had tens of thousands of people showing up every day. It was supposed to be like 2 days a week. We went to like 5 or 6 days a week.
Yes.
And we got people in action, right? This is exactly like that. Except in this case, there's no one dying, right? There's no tragedy of this, you know, weird virus. This is just a contract change, a language change, and a process change. And if you could just keep it to that simple, you can control all three of those. Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for watching. If there's a friend you know you should send this to, please do so. If you have not made a comment and you've just been lurking and listening and all that kind of stuff, make a comment, or maybe even better, take a snapshot of this and post it on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you are, because I get those all the time. People like, you know, hey, I want to run listening to the Tom Ferry podcast. I love you for that. I want to see more of it. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. We'll see you on the next one. If you want more information about this episode, including my show notes, mentions, links, and everything else, make sure you visit tomferry.com/podcast. That's tomferry.com/podcast. Thanks again, and talk to you soon.